Squad grabbed by Fasuto halfway up the straight, and Fasuto race clear about two lengths in front of Title Fighter Ranveer. It's all Fasuto. Fasuto bolted in.
He did bolt in on Saturday, and Clint McDonald told everyone that he expected a performance like that. And he's got a very nice record, Clint McDonald, with horses he sets for races. And I wonder if there was a little bit of cash that exchanged hands on Saturday, because he sounded confident. Morning, Clinton. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Michael. How are you today?
Very well indeed. He's a good little horse for Pseudo. Where do you go with him next?
You'll probably head to Caulfield. I think there's a benchmark 90,000 metres, so you'll get in well at the weights, and it's a nice race for him, I think.
We know he had that hiccup at the Valley a little while ago where he lost the rider and almost came down. I heard you say he probably lost a little bit of confidence after that. So how do you try and get a horse's confidence back when they have an incident?
Well, he just needed to have a spell, I think. I think we gave him three runs after the Valley, and he just wasn't the same. He just wasn't, you know, he just didn't have his heart in it, and just wasn't, you just see he was hesitant. So we gave him a lovely spell. He came back in great order, and then we applied the blinkers to him for the first time, and he trailed up really well on the poly track here at Cranbourne, and then we gave him a nice gallop here on the Tuesday before Mornington, and he worked really well. So everything has sort of been shaping up that the horse had come back in great order, and he's nice and sound, and yeah, we're pretty confident going into Saturday.
How's Hayasugi enjoying her little break?
Hayasugi's just gone back into the water farm for 3 weeks. She's been up at Sedgenho Stud up in the Hunter Valley, so we spotted her up there. And she's just gone back in yesterday, so she'll have 3 weeks at the water farm, and then she'll go back to the paddock for 2 weeks, and then she'll be back in work from the 1st of June. So we're probably going to winter her up in Queensland and prepare her up there. So I'm taking a little team up there. And we'll winter her up there and get her ready. And I think the Golden Rose will be the race that we're looking at.
Yeah. Is she another one that you need to try and get her confidence back? Like, it was just a horror experience in the Golden Slipper. How did she come through it?
She came through it fine. She's actually put on 58 kilos in about 3.5 weeks.
58?
So she, we weighed her before she... Well, they weighed her before she went into the paddock and weighed her again. And she's put on 58 kilos. So... she's a filly that just takes everything in a stride, and I can't imagine it affecting her at all. So she'll be fine.
Is that why you got her back onto the water walker for a little bit?
Yeah, I did, actually, because it was going to be too long, and the way she was going, she's going to be fatter than me. So I thought I'd better get her in and just do a little bit of exercise and just keep her sort of moving, just keep her where we need her, and then she can have another 2 weeks in the paddock and then come back into full work.
What distance do you think is her best?
We really don't know, to be honest. She's obviously very good at the 6 furlongs. Jamie Carr, and I feel that 7 furlongs won't be an issue for her in the way that her racing pattern is and the way that she goes about her work and the way that she races. You know, she doesn't get up on the bridle and pull, and she seems to idle well and got that turn of foot. So, we feel that, we know how good she is. What she's shown us here, she's very, very good. And we're not going to give her a heavy spring. We'll probably look at going to the Golden Rose and then sort of reassess it after that and see whether you went to a race like the Coolmore or whether you gave her a break. We'll sort of let her tell us. And we're not locking her into a heavy prep, that's for sure.
Is that, you think, what's most beneficial for two-year-olds that have a pretty strong, heavy two-year-old campaign?
Well, most definitely. So she had, 4 runs in the autumn. She had 2 in the spring, so there's 6 runs. And the other thing is, these days now, with these races that Australia has, there's so much prize money. So you've really got to look after your horse and they come first and don't sort of get sucked into, you've got to be racing right now. I think that if you can sort of, you look at all the great trainers of Moody, Waller, all those guys, they sort of had their 3 or 4 runs that they picked. They stuck to their program and that was it, you know. So I think it's a good way. I think, as trainers, you keep learning and you watch other people. And I just like that theory of, stick to your target, run there, then give them a break. Mm-hmm. And you keep them ticking over now with water farms and, beach work and whatever. So they don't have to be getting hammered every preparation, you know.
Got a question from a listener. Where's Star Patrol at?
Star Patrol is in the paddock. He had a foot abscess, or he had a because he's such a lunatic. He's in the paddock running around, and I think he stood on a tree tree root, and he actually sort of punched at the sole of his foot. So he's had to have a little bit of surgery on that, and he's fine. But I think he'll be back for the spring, that horse. We've just got to give him time. It was just one of those freak accidents where, you know, horses are horses, and he is what he is. So he's in great order, the horse. He looks fantastic. But once again, I'm not going to rush him back, and he'll come back, and we'll sort of be targeting those Group 3, Group 2 races for him.
I see you've got a first starter, two-year-old called Stanley Express. You've got entered for both the showdown at Caulfield on Saturday and also the Breeders' Stakes in Adelaide. Is this a two-year-old that's got a fair bit of ability if you're shaping up for those types of races at debut?
He is. He's a lovely horse, a magnificent horse to look at. He is a gelding. I've got to change my stable return, so he's not a colt, but he is a gelding. And he's had two lovely trials here at Cranbourne. We just sort of, the timing just didn't fit into us to get a run into him, so we elected to go there first up. But he's done a ton of work, and he's a pretty impressive animal to look at. But typical Star Spangled Banner, just still a little bit immature mentally, and that will be his Achilles heel on Saturday. Just whether he's mature enough and got the race smarts to be able to, you know, beat those better horses that have had the race start under their belt. But yeah, he's a really nice horse in the making, and we think he's pretty good.
So will you go to Caulfield with him in the showdown?
Yeah, if we're going to start, we will. If we don't, we'll probably hold him back, and there's another race for him 10 days later, I think. But we'd love to get into the showdown because we think he could give it a big shake.
All right, beautiful. There's one other first starter I saw. Have you got to run Angel Capital Cranbourne Friday?
Yeah, we've got two at Cranbourne on Friday night. We've got Angel Capital, who's a nice horse. He's shown us a lot, but 1,000 metres will probably be too short for him. He's a half to Berkeley Square, so he's only had the one trial. He's a horse that we're looking at to take up to Queensland, the winter up there. So we're sort of, we've given him the one trial, just fits into our programming to keep momentum, to run him over 1,000. So I'd say he'd be doing his best work late, but whatever he does on Friday, he'll improve again.
All right,
Clinton. And Acid Wash as well.
Well, Acid, it could be the better the weekend then, should it be Acid Wash?
Yeah, he'll be, he goes to Cranbourne. He's in great order. He's only had the one trial also, so we'll step him off at Cranbourne, give him an easy assignment, hopefully. And yeah, he's come back in great order.
Good on you, Clinton. Good to get the update, especially on Hayasugi. Good luck this weekend.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Bye.